Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
You're listening to live courtroom coverage of the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
As you are looking through these phone records, are you looking to also identify whether or not what people are saying matches what we'll call the digital, the unchangeable evidence?
Yeah.
So you were present when Adam Cox testified, correct?
Correct.
And do you recall him testifying that he called his brother Alex on July 9th to see if he could stay with him?
Yes.
Did you look to see if Alex Cox's record showed if Adam called him?
I did.
So if we looked at Exhibit 222, those Verizon records for Adam Cox, would we see on July 9th at 1321 hours that Adam called Alex?
Correct.
Did that call last over 20 minutes?
It did.
Did you also hear Adam testify that he tried to reach Alex when he got to Phoenix on July 10th?
Yes.
And again, if we looked at Exhibit 222, Alex Cox's Verizon records, did you see any attempts by Adam to reach his brother Alex?
I did.
Did you see a call on July 10th at 3:22 p.m.?
Yes.
Did that not connect? There was no conversation time.
Correct.
Did you see a text message from Adam to Alex on Alex's records, Exhibit 222, at 3:23 p.m. on July 10th?
Yes.
Now, these records did not have the context of that, correct?
Correct.
But you can see that Adam sent a text message to his brother Alex.
Yes.
Did you see Alex ever call or text back his brother Adam?
Never.
Did you see another text from Adam to his brother Alex in Exhibit 222 at 6:28 p.m.?
Yes.
Did you see a response back from Alex to Adam?
I did not.
We also heard Adam testify, and we saw in those text messages that between Adam and Charles on July 11th, that Adam said he was going to reach out to Alex and see what he did, right?
Right.
Did you look at Exhibit 222, these Verizon records, to see whether or not Adam, in fact, had reached out to Alex?
Yeah.
And does Exhibit 222 show that at 7:40 a.m. on July 11th of 2019 that Adam, in fact, texted his brother Alex?
Yes.
Did you see a response from Alex to Adam?
I did not.
So did Alex's cell phone records, Exhibit 222, sort of confirm or match what Adam was saying about trying to reach his brother?
They did.
When you were going through the extraction of Charles Vallow's cell phone, did you ever find a copy of a lease agreement for 5531 South Four Peaks?
I did.
If I can have my paralegal approach with 212.
Okay.
Do you recognize Exhibit 212?
I do.
Is that a lease agreement for 5531 South Four Peaks Place in Chandler that you found in that extraction of Charles Vallow's phone?
It is.
If I could have that back. The state will move to admit Exhibit 212.
Any objection?
It doesn't look like the complete amount, but okay. No objection.
Two is admitted.
So, did this sort of photo of a document that you found on Charles's phone show the lease date?
It did.
And when was that?
June 22nd, 2019, to end on June 30th of 2022.
So a three-year lease.
Correct.
Based upon your investigation, speaking with people, as well as just going through Charles Vallow's iCloud account, his cell phone, where was Charles Vallow living in June and July of 2019?
In Houston.
Did you, in fact, find evidence that Charles Vallow had flown to Phoenix on July 10th of 2019?
Yes.
So we had talked a little earlier that in addition to the Lolly Time account, that there was a Lori for Style iCloud account, correct?
Yes.
In terms of the Lori for Style at iCloud account, how did you identify that iCloud account as being associated with Lori Vallow?
Very similar to the Lolly Time account. The phone number ending in 9562 is listed as the subscriber phone number. Also the content of the phone, looking at photographs, videos, and communication with others. That is also the Lori for Style iCloud is an address that she actually gave to Banner Insurance as well.
Do we see in the Lori for Style two different phone numbers, both the 808-755-5452 and the 480-692-9562 number assigned to that subscriber?
You do.
If I can have my paralegal approach with 224 and 225. Thank you. And do you recognize 224 as the affidavit from the iCloud records authenticating them?
Yes.
And is 225 some of the SMS or text messages that were saved in the Lori Force style at iCloud.com records?
Yes, they are.
State will move to admit 224 through 225. Oh, 224 and 225, sorry.
224 and 225 are admitted.
When you were going through the Lori Force style iCloud account records, did you ever find any recordings in that iCloud account related to Chad Daybell?
I did.
Did you find a recording from November 17th of 2018 of Chad Daybell in Arizona?
Yes, it was him speaking at a Preparing of People event.
Okay. And have we heard testimony from witnesses who attended a Preparing the People conference here in November of 2018?
Yes.
In the Lori Force style at iCloud account, did you find text message or SMS messages saved between Lori Vallow and her brother Alex Cox?
Yes.
When you were looking through these records, had you become aware of the name Ned?
Yes.
What was the relevance of that name in your investigation?
Through this investigation, we had learned that Ned was the name of a dark spirit that had taken over Charles' body. And so in knowing this, I went through these records looking for a mention of Ned and to the reference and how it was used.
And was this, when we talk about the dark spirit, is this something that through your investigation, as we've heard in court, was a name that Lori had associated or given to Charles Vallow?
Yes.
In Exhibit 225, are these messages in the Lori Force style iCloud account between Lori Vallow and her brother Alex Cox, where they're talking about Ned?
Yes, they are.
Was the first time that you found that reference to Ned from February 15th of 2019 from Alex Cox to Lori Vallow?
Yes, it is.
And is that where we see Alex saying that Ned was at the temple yesterday looking for you? He thinks you are staying with me.
Correct.
And so again, we see the source is the Lori Force style, correct?
Yes.
And we see two, this is Lori Vallow's iCloud account, correct? And that's the number that we have associated with her with T-Mobile?
Yes.
And then Alex Cox's Verizon record?
Correct.
During your investigation on February 15th of 2019, is this the time period where Lori Vallow had disappeared and was no longer in contact with Charles Vallow?
Yes.
Is this the time period where Charles had JJ by himself?
Yes.
And do we see then Lori Vallow saying, that's good that he is so off, I guess?
Yes.
The next time we see the reference to Ned is that in March 2nd of 2019, again from Alex Cox to Lori Vallow?
Yes.
And does he advise, Ned just came by and Tylee unleashed on him. He came to my house and he went to Summers first. He ran up in a rental car.
Correct.
So, again, your understanding is from this investigation, from testimony at court, that Ned was Charles?
Yes.
Now, again, we talk about there was a time period when Lori is both, we've heard, in Hawaii and in Idaho, correct?
Correct.
Do we also see Alex trying to get Lori Vallow's new address?
Yes.
And she gives him a lolitimeforever at gmail.com, correct?
Correct.
So that's another address that she had?
Yes.
Now we heard, again, Ned being associated to Charles. Do we have a text message on March 26th of 2019 from Alex to Lori saying, Ned is still alive, just confirmed?
Correct.
This next message is that from Lori Ballow to Alex.
Yes.
And it says, it's not Ned, right?
Correct.
So it's not even a he, it's its. And does then we have another message, it's a new one, Ned is gone.
Correct.
So is this around the time where we've heard of that girls' weekend?
Yes.
Where they were trying to cast out the evil spirit in Charles?
Correct.
As you continued in this Lori for style, do we see again Lori texting Alex saying, no one has seen him, right? Just talk to him?
Correct.
And then Alex says, correct, Charles' body is alive, right?
Yes.
So we, in your investigation and through the testimony here at trial, have you heard people indicate that Charles' body was possessed by an evil spirit?
I have.
And they're trying to cast out this evil spirit?
Yes.
So here we see that it's not Charles is alive, it's Charles's body is alive.
Correct.
Does Alex then respond to Lori, what did you learn?
Yes.
That one's from Alex to Lori?
Correct.
And then does she respond, a lot, still working on it, we'll call you later?
That's correct.
When you went through a lot of these records, did you see a lot of reference to telling people to call her?
Yes.
Obviously, we don't have those recordings, right?
Correct.
And so would you often see calls then in the phone records to match up with a request to call?
Yes.
Going back to the Lolly Time iCloud account, was that account created on July 1st of 2019?
It was.
Was that created after Charles Vallow contacted Lori and Chad Daybell and Tammy Daybell about the affair?
It was.
When you were going through those Lolly Time at iCloud account records, did you find evidence or find photographs in the Lolly Time at iCloud account showing the change in Charles's beneficiary form for his life insurance?
I did.
Did you see both a photograph of a computer as well as of documents?
Yes.
I show defense 232. I can have my paralegal approach with 232.
Go ahead.
Okay. Do you recognize both the report and the photos that were obtained or part of the records for the lollytime@icloud.com account that was obtained through a search warrant by the police department?
Yes.
State would move to admit Exhibit 232.
Any objection?
No objection.
232 is admitted.
And if I may publish. So again, when you are going through these iCloud accounts, just like with the cell phone extractions, are you able to sort of pull out reports and save the documents themselves, both in the report and then print off those documents?
Yes.
So looking at this exhibit 232, do we see all that's from the lollytime@icloud account, right?
Correct.
And then we see that on July 28th, that these photographs were sent to a phone number 515-402-0143 with a contact name of Bubby?
I do.
Now let's first go through these records and then we'll talk about the phone number, okay?
Okay.
So what we see here are sort of the thumbnails. Are these the actual photographs associated or sent in each of these messages?
Yes, they are.
So we see these are MMS messages, meaning there's a photo associated with
yes.
it.
Yes.
So one of the photos associated with it was this Banner Life Insurance. Oops, I'm sorry, we're too close. Banner Life Insurance policy for Charles Vallow, correct?
Correct.
Showing Lori Vallow as the primary beneficiary?
Yes.
And then there was a photograph or a of the document showing again $1 million policy?
Yes.
Started in 2015 and the owner insured are Charles Vallow.
Yes.
Then was there a photo of a computer screen?
There is.
And were you able to tell, because you see sort of the icons that you would see at the bottom of a computer screen in this?
Correct.
And a little bit of a glare on it. And this, is this the designation form that was changed by Charles Vallow that we had talked about previously in court?
Yes.
And so this is a photograph of the computer showing that Charles Vallow, in fact, changed this to Ethel K. Woodcock.
That is correct.
So on July 28th, Lori Vallow is sending copies of this to someone she calls Bubby?
Yes.
Now, did you guys want to find out who Bubby was?
Absolutely.
Did you actually obtain a search warrant to get those phone records from AT&T for 515-402-0143?
Yes, I did.
I can have my paralegal approach with Exhibit 223. Do you see in there first an affidavit from AT&T authenticating
correct.
Those records for the 515 number?
Yes.
A thumb drive that contains all of the records that were sent?
Yes.
As well as some of the subscriber information and records?
Yes.
Now, obviously, contact names are just contact names. Were you able to determine who this number was associated with?
Yes.
How?
Once again, looking through the content of the messages that we saw via either photographs sending back and forth or just written content, this person was found to be Chad Daybell. In addition to that, we received an audio recording from a local business in which Chad contacted this business and listed this as his phone number.
So this 515 number There's a recording of Chad Daybell using this phone number to contact a business.
Yes.
And then the context of the messages that you see in this iCloud account with the contact Bubby confirmed that this was in fact Chad Daybell.
Yes.
State will move to admit Exhibit 223.
Any objection?
No objection.
223 is admitted.
So on July 28th of 2019, Lori Vallow is sending photographs of the life insurance policy, original, and the change to Chad Daybell.
Yes.
As you were going through this iCloud account, the Lolly Time, did you go through many, many, many text messages?
Yes, I did.
Did you note text messages between Lori Vallow and her brother Alex Cox that were saved in that Lolly Time account?
Yes.
As you were going through those text messages, did you note Lori Vallow giving her brother the new address of 5531 South Four Peaks Place?
I did.
Did you see the message messages leading up to July 11th? For instance, one on July 9th, talking about being like Nephi?
I did.
Did you see text messages between them, even out to August 12th, where Lori Vallow talks about going to Social Security?
Yes.
And in these text messages, as you looked at these two conversing, did you see text messages talking about other people being Z's, just the letter, because of their association with Charles?
Yes.
I'm going to show Defense Exhibit 227. Now, these messages in this iCloud account that are in this report, are these all of the messages that they had?
No.
Are these just a portion of them?
They are.
It's ready.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm done here.
And if I, actually, can I have my paralegal approach with 227?
Go ahead.
Looking at Exhibit 227, are those just that portion of the SMS messages between Lori Vallow and Alex Cox that were saved on the Lolly Time at iCloud account that we've discussed there? Sort of
yes,
leading up to and right after July 11th.
Yes.
State will move to admit Exhibit 227.
Any objection?
No objection, Your Honor.
227 is admitted.
So let's go through these. So again, we're seeing SMS messages, and we're starting here on July 9th, correct?
Yeah, 3:05 p.m.
And these are from Lori Vallow. This starts the first one, from Lori Vallow to Alex Cox.
Yes.
So we see Lori Vallow tell her brother that Mel is bringing Bodie over here for you now, so can you come? Correct?
Yes.
So the 9th is the day that Charles and Adam are making their plane reservations?
Yes.
And do we see that Alex tells Lori he'll be over in a bit?
Correct.
And then as we continue on the 9th, we see Lori respond, perfect, thanks, right?
Yes.
And then Alex has to ask for her address, correct?
Yes.
And so on the 9th, Lori Vallow provides her brother with the address she lives at, 5531 South Four Peaks, correct?
Correct.
And then there appears to be a response from Alex to her AX.
I believe that's probably an attempt to correct the prior state in the above. He spells it AX as well, too. So there's an AX below.
Okay. So a little bit later, we see that was at 4:57 p.m., correct?
Yes.
So at 9 o'clock on the 9th, do we see a message from Lori Vallow to Alex Cox? So the plot thickens, call me when you can.
Yes.
Now, at that point, when you looked at phone records, did you see any call between Lori Vallow and Alex Cox initially after this first text message?
Not after that first one, no.
So about 47 minutes later, on July 9th at 9:50 p.m., does Lori Vallow send her brother Alex Cox a message, getting sleepy, so I'm going to need you to stay close to me the next couple days. Mel too. She can't go to Utah. They are planking some kind of intervention, but want Mel out of the way so I'm left alone. I need to come get the stuff at your house tomorrow and store it or secure it. Lots to do. Thank you for standing by me. It's all coming to a head this week. I will be like Nephi, I am told, and so will you. When you saw that message, did you ever check Alex Cox's cell phone records to determine whether or not there was a phone call after that?
I did.
Did you see that Alex Cox and Lori Vallow talked on July 9th at 21:56 hours? What time would that be?
9:56.
So 6 minutes after this, or 56 minutes?
Correct.
So 6 minutes after this text message, Lori and her brother have almost an hour-long conversation.
Yes.
Now, in this message, when you are going through these records, did you recognize or learn who Nephi was?
So in going through this particular message, I knew that Nephi was a figure in the Book of Mormon related to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, but I didn't understand the significance. So I then did some research to find out who Nephi was.
You were present in court when Adam testified, correct?
Yes.
And did his testimony about Nephi being told by the Holy Spirit to kill Laban and that this was a justified killing match with what you had learned when you researched it?
Yes, it did.
So as you were going through these messages, and let me say this, this investigation, were you able to get to this like July 12th? You're on it and reviewing all these iCloud accounts?
No.
Did it take significant period of time to start finding phone numbers and finding iCloud accounts and then writing warrants to obtain them?
Correct. It's an evolving process. You would find one and then that would lead you to another. So you're continually writing search warrants for other carriers and businesses.
Okay. So when you're reviewing this now, you know the scene and you're understanding some of the case, but you're still putting pieces together.
Right.
Now, were you aware from looking at Charles's phone and the messages between Charles and Adam that they were talking about an intervention?
Yes.
So on July 9th, Adam and Charles were discussing an intervention?
Correct.
Possibly recording Lori?
Yes.
And then what we see then at 9:50 at night is Lori telling her brother that they're planning an intervention?
Yes.
So the same day that Adam and Charles were talking, Lori is already letting her brother know there's going to be an intervention.
Correct.
And they're trying to get her separate and alone for this.
Correct.
And then there's that long phone call that we don't have recorded, correct?
Yes.
Judge, do you want me to keep going through these or break here? I do have a significant number
of
more.
Yeah, let's go ahead and take our lunch recess. Almost 12:05. I'll remind the jury to remember the admonition. We'll resume at 1:30 p.m.
All rise for the jurors.
Parties are present. Bring in the jury. Oh, I did put drafts of proposed jury instructions for you guys to review tonight. Obviously, some of those can change depending on what happens with the defense case, but that's at least something for you to get started with. Let's bring in the jury. You can wait until they actually start coming. All right, the jury is present. Please be seated. You can continue with this witness.
Can I have the Elmo, please? Thank you.
That takes a minute to restart when it's shut down, so.
Wait a second here.
Should be kicking on. I know when it times itself out, it shuts down. You want to email the AV guys just in case it doesn't pop on here in a second.
They were working on something.
They were working on something?
Yes. I don't know what it was, but they...
Okay. Rather than keeping everyone waiting, why don't we go ahead and have the jury go to the jury room. We'll see if we can get this up and running here in a few minutes. Please be seated. The jury is now present. I'll ask the courtroom assistant to, can you delete the laptop portion of that? All right.
Thank you.
Go ahead. Sorry about that.
Oh, thank you. All right. So just to put us back into perspective, when we broke before lunch, we were discussing Exhibit 227, correct?
Yes.
And this was some of the SMS or text messages between Lori Vallow and Alex Cox that were collected from her Lolly Time iCloud account.
Correct.
Okay. And we had discussed the text messages from July 9th referencing the intervention.
Yes.
And we had discussed the text messages from July 9th discussing Nephi.
Yes.
Those messages also referred to Mel, correct?
Correct.
Now, as we go to the next page of this report, for the 10th of July, do we then see text messages between Lori Vallow and Alex Cox talking about meeting up for lunch with Mel on July 10th.
I do.
And then as those messages go along, does Lori Vallow, in fact, invite Alex over to her house?
Yes.
And he advises, okay?
Yes.
Are there any text messages between them on the 11th of July?
There are none.
Now, the next messages that we show in this, and again, these are not all of the text messages, correct?
Correct.
Is from the 13th of July, correct?
Correct.
And it says, need you, Adam is freaking out. Based upon your understanding of the case and the testimony of Adam Cox, is that when he found out Charles Vallow was dead?
That is correct.
So this one is from Lori Vallow to Alex saying, need you, Adam is freaking out?
Yes.
Again, as we kind of go through what was relevant, and we're not saying these are all of the text messages, on August 12th, do we see a text message from Lori Vallow to Alex Cox saying, at Social Security?
Yes, you do.
Based upon your information and review of the case, were you familiar with August 12th being the date that Lori Vallow went to Social Security to apply for survivor benefits?
Yes.
Told us that when you were looking through these messages, we had originally looked at some of the messages from the Lori for Style account, and you had looked for messages involving Ned, correct?
Correct.
When we heard testimony from Serena Sharp, do you recall her using the word zombie?
I do.
And that she indicated that that was a term that Lori used?
Correct.
And it referred to something to do with the possession?
Yes.
As you were looking through these messages, did you ever see Lori referring to people as Z's?
I did.
Or Z?
Just the single letter Z.
Single letter Z. And so when we look at these messages, Exhibit 227, do we see starting on September 3rd, a message from Lori Vallow to her brother Alex Cox saying bad news on our brother?
Yes.
And Alex responds, what's that?
Correct.
And she says, Z.
Yes.
And does Alex then say, really, when was that?
Yes.
As that conversation continued on that September 3rd, does Lori tell Alex as of early January?
Yes.
Now, is it your understanding, based upon both testimony from people like Kay Woodcock, as well as your own investigation, and testimony from Christina Atwood, that sort of in February and March is when Lori Vallow disappeared?
Yes.
So she's now saying her brother has been a Z as early as January. Does then Alex Cox respond back to her? That explains his interest in Charles.
You say her brother, I think, as far as Z or Zach. Zach is
her brother
Z. Yes.
First.
Yeah.
So initially she's talking about her brother, right?
Correct, yes.
And so in this conversation, as we start through, Lori is telling Adam or Alex that their brother is a Z, correct?
Correct.
As early as January, and it's tied to Charles, right?
Correct.
And in fact, the next text from Lori Vallow to Adam says, Ned recruited him shortly after. This is why, right?
Yes.
She then goes on to say he's part of the 24, correct?
Yes.
And Alex says, that makes sense. Wow.
Correct.
Does Lori then go on to speak of more Z's?
She does.
does she in fact say, again, still on this September 3rd conversation, more sad news, guess who is the final Z of the 24?
Yes.
And Alex questions if it's Pops or Brandon?
Correct.
And then Alex also says, Zach? Oops, may not be showing yet, sorry. So, Lori tells, guess who the final Z of the 24 is, right?
Correct.
And we see from Alex, he guesses Pops or Brandon with a question mark?
Yes.
And then Alex also responds, Zach?
Correct.
And sort of the times here are close in time.
Correct.
We have 10:20:29 and 10:20:43. Lori responds, nope, think of Judas. Who loved me completely then turned against me?
Yes.
And then we see Alex asking, saying, tell me.
Correct.
And Lori Vallow says to Alex, yes, our sweet Zach, he is in paradise, the real Zach. It makes final sense.
Can you push that up a little further just to verify? That is correct.
And does Alex then ask Lori, his sister, when this happened?
Yes.
So we're still on the same date. And does Lori then tell Alex about the time he turned? Makes sense, he being dedicated to Brandon and Ned.
Yes.
So again, we're still seeing this reference of Ned being Charles?
Correct.
And so now they're tying Adam, Zach, and Brandon with Charles.
Correct.
And so do we see again, so from Alex to Lori, so February.
Yes.
And again, is this around that time period where Lori Vallow disappeared?
Correct.
Left JJ with Charles?
Yes.
And we had heard in the interview that the defendant gave with Detective Ann Klan that she told her about her just leaving and disappearing.
Yes.
As that conversation goes on, does Alex then say, how did Zach die or was he forced out?
He does.
Previously in the Lori for Style, had we seen again a reference of Charles' body being alive, but Ned being gone?
Yeah.
And again, we've heard people testify as to Charles being possessed by that evil spirit.
Yes.
And the unknown of if that spirit went away, what that would mean for Charles.
Correct.
So this conversation then, after Alex asked Lori, how did Zach die or was he forced out? Does Lori go on to say, it's crazy, I know, but it's sad and true. Now we know all 24, right?
Yes.
And then she also tells Alex, forced out, I think.
Correct.
And did Alex then say, with his anxiety, he wasn't strong enough to fight back?
Yes.
And Lori, and he said, hmm. So throughout this time period, from back from February of 2019 up through September after this, are we still seeing Lori talking about Charles being dead?
Yes.
This concept of Z or zombies?
Correct.
And others that seem to have helped Charles were equally dark.
Yes.
On the day, or the day leading up to, as well as on the 11th of July, so July 10th and 11th, did you, in looking at the reports for the Lolly Time iCloud account, see messages between Lori Vallow and her sister, Summer?
I did.
In those messages, did you see Summer providing updates as to the location of Adam and Zach on the 10th?
On the 10th, yes.
And did you also see Summer providing information about a place for Lori to stay?
I did.
I can have my paralegal approach with 287. Do you recognize Exhibit 287 as some of those text messages between from Summer, Lori's sister, to Lori on July 10th, advising about Adam and Zach?
I do.
State will move to admit 287 into evidence.
Any objection?
No objection.
287 is admitted.
Now, just so we understand again, how is Zach related to Adam?
Zach is Adam's son.
Okay. And so we heard Adam say that when he came down here, Zach was staying with his parents.
Yes.
And Zach ended up actually flying home with him.
Yes.
So on the 10th of July, we see, again, this is instant messages now. Is that another type of data that could be saved in the iCloud account?
Yeah, yes, it can.
So in these instant messages, we can see who it's from as a contact of Sum, right?
Correct.
And Adam had told us that Summer was sometimes called Sum?
Yes.
And then again, contact the 480 with the last number is 9562. Is that Lori Vallow's?
Yes, it is.
So instant messages between Lori Vallow and Summer?
Yes.
So, on July 10th at 2:04, Summer's asking if Lori can talk.
Yes.
And then, about 34 minutes later, does she advise that Mom is in the car with Adam and Zach on the way home from Sky Harbor?
Correct.
And so we knew that Adam came in early afternoon on the 10th, right?
Yes.
And then Summer tells her sister, Lori Vallow, she wanted to know if she could confront him as a preemptive strike. I told her no, just to collect info.
Yes.
So we know from the 9th in that conversation or that text message by Lori Vallow to her brother Alex that she's aware there's an intervention about to happen.
Correct.
And she is rallying the troops around her.
Correct.
And her mom is asking if she can help by doing a preemptive strike.
Yes.
Then do we see an instant message also on the 10th at 10 or 2:43 from Mimi? Adam thinks Melanie left for Utah today because that's the last he knew. I just left it that way.
Yes.
Again, going back to that July 9th message, did Lori tell Alex that Mel had to stay and she couldn't go to Utah?
Yes.
As Summer continues updating Lori Vallow on July 10th at 2:48, does she tell her they're headed to Mimi's house?
Correct.
And then as we continue on at 7:10 at 3:29, does Summer provide an update again that Zach and Adam are headed to a Spider-Man movie and the time that is happening at?
Yes, they do.
Then on 7:10 at 4:56, we see again a message from Summer. I think so, just me and the kids here, right?
Correct.
Or M. And we see a reference to JJ at 7:10 at 6:25 that he left his wrist brace and ukulele there, right?
Yes.
Okay. at 6:26 p.m. on July 10th, does Summer then offer Lori that she could stay at her house?
She does.
She tells her, would you rather stay here this week while we are gone? That way no one would know you were here. We can tell Zach we are putting Zeus in a kennel.
Correct.
So she's willing to lie to Zach so her sister can stay at her house and have no one know where she is.
Apparently.
Then she continues to update Lori that at 8:10 p.m. on the 10th that Zach and Adam are still here playing Phase 10 and eating, right?
Yes.
And as the night goes on, Summer then advises that, again, keeping her updated where Adam and Zach are?
Correct.
Did this message say, again, that Adam was waiting for Al to text him back?
Yes.
So again, we knew Adam was thinking he was staying with Al, right?
Correct.
No, he didn't.
And then finally at 8:54, we see Adam and Zach just left to go to Mimi's.
Yes.
And so we heard from Adam that they stayed with his parents.
Correct.
And then on the 11th, did we just see instant messages from Summer reaching out to Lori saying, how's it going today?
Yes.
No responses on those?
No.
Now, we've seen a lot of this mention of Melanie, or Mel, and when Adam testified, he told us that his sister's daughter was Melanie Boudreau at the time, correct?
Correct.
In the lollytime@icloud.com account, was there a contact name for a Mel B, or Melanie B?
Yes, there was.
And did you learn who Melanie B was in this contact list?
That was Melanie Boudreau.
So we see a mention of a Mel in that July 9th Nephi text to Alex, right?
Correct.
And we see other mentions of Mel throughout these other text messages that we've had.
Yes.
Including the need for Melanie or Mel not to go to Utah, correct?
Correct.
Show defense 228. If I can have my paralegal approach with 228. Looking at 228, are those some of the text messages from the 9th and 10th with between Lori Vallow and Melanie B on the Lolly Time?
Yes, they are.
And do those, again, involve sort of Melanie staying here in Phoenix instead of going to Utah?
Yes.
As well as updating on where Charles is and where Al is?
Correct.
State will move to admit 228.
Any objection?
No objection.
228 is admitted.
So we had talked about earlier that there are a lot of times where we see sort of the call me things sent. When you first look at this 228, the messages between Lori Vallow and Melanie B on July 9th at about 7:21 p.m., do we start with a message from Lori to Melanie, need to talk to you ASAP?
Yes.
Now, when you were talking about the Alex message, let me grab that one.
Correct.
sorry, right here. When we look at 227, we see messages with Alex Cox that are a little bit later, where we're talking the plot thickens, call me when you can, right?
Correct.
So these messages to Melanie B occur before, but it's the same sort of thing. So the plot thickens, call me when you can. We see a message from Lori to Melanie, need to talk to you ASAP, right?
Correct.
And then I'll call you in five, finding out what to do. Correct?
Correct.
And then a response of K.
Yes.
As sort of the night goes on, we see some sort of messages of Melanie updating Lori of where she is and what's going on, right?
Correct.
And then we see from Lori telling Melanie at 8 o'clock, you can't go tomorrow. It's a setup for both of us, still on the phone, finding out the details.
Correct.
At that time, she hasn't sent the message yet to Alex, correct?
Correct.
So the Nephi message has not gone out yet.
Yes.
So then we see Lori Vallow sending to Melanie B, they have an elaborate plan, I'll call you soon.
Yes.
Correct?
Correct.
Then as the time goes on, we see a message again, now from Melanie saying, I could take all the babies and drive and take our stuff.
Correct.
But Lori responds, you can't go at all. We both need to stay here to defend ourselves, right?
Can you move that up, please?
Sure. Yes. Sorry.
That is correct.
So Lori's telling her you can't go.
Yes.
And this is where then we see a message from Lori Vallow to Melanie B. It's coming to a head. This week will change everything.
Yes.
And that's where Melanie B. says, probably why I felt sick about going even when told to plan to go.
Correct.
And then again, we see another call me. Right?
Correct.
Now, when we look at timing, we know again when we go to 227 that the plot thickens to Alex is at 903, right?
Yes.
And so now we also have the plot thickens also sent here where they're talking.
That's to Alex.
Sorry, that's Alex, yes.
Right.
So as the night goes on, 928, this is sort of in between those messages to Alex as well as before the Nephi one.
Right.
And do we see here that Melanie says, I can lay at my house if I need somewhere to go. And then she goes on to say, I think I'll tell him I don't want to get the kids sick, so I'll go lay down at Mimi's, then gym, temple, and lunch.
Yes.
So she's going to pretend to be sick, but she's going to go to the gym, temple, and lunch.
Correct.
Then she continues to sort of advise what's going on the 10th and tell Lori, is it better for me to stay here or leave, do you think? So she's getting her direction from Lori.
Correct.
And then from Melanie, she advises Lori, Adam and Charles don't come until tomorrow, right? Or she asks her. And then she says, Brandon said it's okay, we can get in a flight tomorrow or whenever you're better.
Yes.
So on the 10th, Melanie asked if Charles and Adam are coming in. Right?
Yes.
And Lori tells them they both come tonight. Correct?
Yes.
So she already knows that Adam is coming and that Charles is coming.
Charles is coming, yes.
Does it go on okay? This is from Melanie. So today doesn't really matter, but I'm here. I have the kids tomorrow, and that could make it easier for them. So I should probably be sick again tomorrow, question mark?
Correct.
And again, does Lori say, I think so, but I think they're moving their plans to tomorrow since they will still try to get rid of you.
Yes.
Then there's a discussion from Melanie about wanting to go to this wedding.
Correct.
And Lori saying, I know, baby, I'm so sorry. This is important to your mission, even though I know it's hard to just sit there.
Correct.
So she's given her a mission to pretend to be sick.
She has a mission, yes.
Then we see from Melanie, I just got to the gym, but do you want to do lunch after? What's your day look like? Are you going to Glendale?
Correct.
So we can see a plan going here where she's pretending to be sick for Lori, but they're meeting up.
Yes.
Lori says, yes, let's do lunch. I'm not going today.
Correct.
Then they discuss sort of meeting up. And as we go on in the 10th, is Melanie advising her that Brandon's been here the whole time. He's been on the phone and texting the whole time. I told him I'm trying to get on a flight tomorrow, but he thought the wedding was tomorrow, so he was surprised it's Friday.
Correct.
And Lori tells her maybe she can go tomorrow night. So on the 11th, Lori Vallow already knows by the night of the, by the night of the 11th, Mel need not stick around.
Correct.
So she needs to be there in the morning, but maybe you can go tomorrow night on the 11th.
Correct.
And then we see again, Melanie, maybe I'll tell him I'm not going at all, and then I just end up going Thursday night, but his plans are canceled. And again, so July 11th is Thursday, right?
Yes.
Lori then tells Melanie, I don't want you to regret not going, right?
Correct.
Melanie checks in on Lori. This is still the 10th. How are things on your end? And also, I don't want to regret not going. Meanwhile, I'm over here dreading packing and playing sick, right?
Correct.
So she confirms that she's doing this for Lori to distract Brandon.
She's not really sick, yes.
There's more live courtroom coverage coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a second from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big money on your outdoor project at Menards. Take the guesswork out of landscaping with our free, easy-to-use design program. Plus, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Get started on your dream landscape now. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com to see our full selection of landscape blocks and get your project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.